Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tracy Weiner's on the phone line. I asked Tracy to sound off on this, too, because, well, I'm interested in your opinion, and your opinion, and your opinion. I'm interested in Tracy's opinion. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, John.
What's the name of
your... My heart's broken.
Oh, Lord.
What the heck?
What is the name of your podcast?
Do you have your picture that I gave you, the frame?
It's on my desk, and now you're making me nervous.
Oh, okay, just not in studio with you right now? Awesome. It's called Apparently. UHPARENTLY.
You do it with Ann Johnsos, two of the names, voices, and producers from WGN Radio over the years have sort of bonded together as mothers who describe themselves as not experts. That's why it's Apparently. And they do a podcast.
Yeah, we're absolutely average.
So they get experts to talk about things. And when I saw this story, I thought about you and the two of you, because I wondered what your take on this would be. I believe the story, but I believe it's shameful that this mother has done this to her son. You know, sort of, because what she's doing is trying to shame all those other families who didn't come to her son's birthday by going to the TV station. And by the way, Tucson, really? You guys have nothing going on in Tucson? There aren't 7,000 migrants marching to your city right now? I can't believe that's a news story. But they run that story, and the reason they do it is because this will teach those lousy other families they dumped on this little boy's birthday party. That's my take on it, Trace.
It's a little passive-aggressive, but if I set up for my kids... But if I had a party and sent out invitations and some people said they were coming and then they didn't show up, I'd be pretty miffed.
Yeah, 32 families. Nobody showed. 32 kids, 32 moms, 32 dads, 32 siblings. Nobody showed.
What are the chances of that actually happening? 32 people, not one of them showed.
What is your point?
I don't know. It just seems, I mean...
You still don't believe this story is true.
Well, I want to believe it.
Now, here's what I think it means. I think that's a red flag about the mom.
I think it's
something
a true
story.
On, yeah.
And there's, why? Gee, I wonder, lady, why did nobody show up for free pizza? 32 kids. Imagine, what are the chances that not a one of them wants free pizza on a Saturday?
I just Googled a picture of her. I thought I could tell if I could just see what she looked
right,
like.
Right, Anne.
You know, I didn't find her.
Yeah, but you want to teach your kids better than that. You might not like the mom, but you can't stand a kid up on his birthday.
There's some moms.
If you were one of the 32 and you go, you know what? I don't want to run them over across town to go to the thing. There's 31 other families. They'll be fine. You know, we don't have to go.
Or is like a packed instinct, like... Well, if Susie's not going, then Andrea's not going.
Okay, but here's the question. The only reason this... Go ahead, Trace.
If it was 32 people invited, chances are the entire class was invited. Literally, there's a whole dynamic in elementary school with birthday parties. There's a lot of drama involved, and you're not allowed to pass out invitations anymore. Everything's done by Evite, so I'm hard-pressed to think that these families didn't know about this party, because most people do it through email or texting now anyway.
You can't hand out invitations in the grade school classes?
Oh, heck no.
Because it's too selective.
No.
They don't want kids to feel left out?
Yeah, the teacher doesn't want to deal with it.
Well, that's why when I was in grammar school, everybody was invited, even if you didn't like them.
Kind of, yeah.
And, you know, your parents were like, we'll deal with it. And I'm like, but it's my birthday, and I don't want that girl there because she's mean to me.
All right, then you're going to have a birthday party with just two of your friends instead of...
You need two friends to do that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's when you do it off the grid. That, like, I mean, I'll be honest, in my house, I have not invited the entire class, so I just take...
There is no obligation to invite the whole class. You're not the school. You're a kid and a mom, and who are your five best friends, or you're 13. I don't think you have to invite, unless you exclude one or two of the... dweeby kids that nobody likes, right? That's bad
form. He's six. This kid is 6 years old. At 6 years old, you don't need 32. You're all quote friends. But unless I won the Mega Millions, I wouldn't be going and you know how much a birthday party costs? to go to one of these, like, bounce house places or trampoline parks, we're talking hundreds of dollars for a birthday party that lasts 2 hours and I just endure rather than enjoy.
Yeah, but the kid rakes in all of those gifts. Wow.
No kidding. He's going to be eating leftover pizza for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
You'd freeze some of it.
Here's the only question that I really care about, and that is, if this story is true, let's just play that game. It's a true story. Everybody blew her off. She went to the TV station. The TV station did a story or posted it on Facebook, and now the mom is sort of shaming everybody. I'm sorry. That's what's happening here. What do you think of that tactic of hers? Is that okay? Or is like, hey, isn't it nice that we're getting sympathy for my son? Or is that bad form on the mom's part? Steve, you go first.
Aside from shaming the other parents, I think she's using her son.
I'm loading this question.
Look how pathetic my little boy is.
Kind of. Tracy, isn't that what it is to you?
I mean, rather than just go quietly off into the distance and just pretend and, like, just lick your own wounds and be sad that your son has no friends that want to come to a party.
Yeah, right. All right.
But also, the son has it harder now when he goes to school.
Hey, I saw you on TV last night,
well,
Timmy. What the hell?
Well, does he have it harder, or was it cool that Timmy was on TV? I don't know. If your mom was the one then starting the fight, and it's like, Mom, I just don't...
Mom, okay.
I'm trying to be nice to these people.
The best intentions of moms can often go astray.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Mom. Seriously?
Don't tell them anything when you get in a fight, because right away, they're like, oh, blacklisted.
Wait.
I hate that friend. Don't invite her over.
What's the matter, Tracy?
So you're questioning the legitimacy of the story, and you're questioning the mom's, like, what her ulterior motive is here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she has the best intentions at heart, but I don't know if she's doing it for herself or the kid.
My number's 312-981-7200. Dale has another side to this story. Dale, what was it? You're on the air. Hi.
Many years ago, I was a president of a little league organization with 50 teams and hundreds of kids. Every year, we would have a draft to put these kids in certain teams and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
There was one particular kid in this organization. I could not get any manager to take this kid. I pleaded. I practically had to get on my knees before one guy finally said, okay, I'll take him, all right? So there could be a backstory to this.
That's what I suspect. There's more to this story than just folks couldn't make it to the party. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Hey, thanks for the call, Dale.
Thanks.
Good for you organizing the Little League. All right, I'm out of time. Trace, have you guys dropped some new podcasts on this topic of apparently lately?
Last week we talked about consent and talking about it was a little heavy and topical after the Kavanaugh hearing.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, we talked about consent and how to teach our kids to be able to talk to us and just start opening up to us if something were to happen.
What's the best way to find your podcast, Trace?
Apparently on Facebook or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
WGNradio.com.
We happen to post it there, too.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Next time you say us first, okay?
Okay, sorry, my bad.
It's all good. Hey, thanks for saying hi, Trace. Best to you both.
All right, take care. Bye, guys.
See you later.